Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. My name is Celeste Elliott. I am your host here every Thursday morning for all things spiritual and on Lilydale Radio. And speaking of, I've got a very special co-host with me today. Normally, I would say coffee, but I didn't make any yet. So instead, I have friend, neighbor, special guest, Tiffany Hopkins.
Hi, everyone.
So for those of you who are watching on Facebook, please feel free to write in. We're going to be checking periodically to see what's on your minds. But for those of you who would like to call into the Blog Talk Show, the number is always 818-739-8818. We are not doing readings on the air, so just FYI, that's kind of important to know. And don't want to do false advertising, as they say. So good morning, and I'm going to actually have my friend and neighbor here tell us about herself, because right. This is your first time on Wake Up to Spirit.
It is.
So
yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
I just ran over from my house so that I could do this in person. So nice. Yes, I'm Tiffany Hopkins. I live in Lilydale. I moved here in the first day of 2018.
Wow.
And okay. I moved into my grandmother's house. It was a cottage, you know.
Yes.
It's not totally a house. It's a cottage. And it had been empty for 20 years when I moved in. So,
wow.
You know, it's been my project ever since. And I was pretty new to spiritualism when I moved in.
Yeah.
But I started going to circles, the one mm-hmm. that you do on Friday night, was done by Judith Rochester back then. And I went every week for 3 months and was, well, hooked.
That is what happens. Yes. There's something in the air. I was going to say blame the trees, but I don't blame the trees for anything. I thank the trees. it's really interesting point, because a lot of people ask questions about Lilydale and how many people are here year-round, and can you come onto the grounds off-season? And you absolutely can. It's just that we're known for our summer season, because that's when we have physical events. At least since COVID started, we haven't been doing a whole lot live in the off-season, but you never know. So do check out the website for more details, because stuff comes up. I remember the whole time I've been coming to Lilydale, I would walk past that house and go, it's so cute. I wish somebody was in there, you know?
Yeah.
Thank
you for wishing me in.
Yes. I'd like to say I can't take credit for you, but I would like to believe that I partially manifested the conditions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when
I agree.
I'm always excited to have more young people as well.
I remember the first time I saw you give messages at Lilydale Spiritual Church, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's so good, and she's so young. I was like, yay!
That's, Bert, we find each other, don't we? So I wanted to ask you, because I know that's sort of like a passion project for you, but obviously if it's your grandmother's cottage, then, and some houses, by the way, are year round, most are, but some were built, you know, it's a summer camp,
right?
It's built as a summer camp. So some houses have not been winterized. So there, people leave in like October, because usually, you know, New York. Yeah, it gets end of October. It usually snows around Halloween for people who live this far north. You know. Yeah. We've all put snowsuits under our costumes and coats over them. So that means that she obviously was a spiritualist.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't grow up anywhere near Western New York.
Well, actually, it was two generations back. Her grandmother is the one that bought the cottage, and they were spiritualists. And it got passed down to my great-grandmother from her mother and then to my grandmother.
Oh, wow.
So they've been spiritualists for a long time.
That's wild.
It's really cool.
That's so cool.
And I did live in Rochester. I was born in Rochester and lived there till I was 8. And so I'd come to Lilydale. My uncle got married here. He lived in the cottage for a while. For 20 years, actually. It's a long time.
A while.
Very long while.
Yeah.
And he was the first person to live in it year-round. So he did some weatherizing, but most of it had no insulation when I moved in.
Yeah.
I have insulated.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It really works wonders.
Yeah.
So my dad was, you know, we knew about it, but nobody practiced in my house. So I had never done it, for example, like mediumship being mediumship. And I'd been to services as a kid, you know, pretty young kid.
Yeah.
And I thought it was cool, but I didn't, you know, you don't really know totally happening.
Yeah.
But,
well, that makes sense. I mean, so that was your sort of introduction to the principles of spiritualism and, you know, because I try to, and I feel like I'm breaking the fourth wall because I keep looking at you and I'm looking at the camera. I love it. But, so, you know, because it is more than just the practice of mediumship or more than the healing or the meditation, all of which are, I've heard spiritualism described as an active practice, and those are the three active parts of the practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is all the noodling that we do, all the philosophy. We are noodlers, which is totally why I'm here, because I enjoy a good noodle. So.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what, I don't know if you've already told them, like I'm having a radio show, and it's basically about noodling on these things because...
And that's exactly where I was headed. So perfect
not
timing.
To jump the gun.
No, that was perfect.
And I think I was, so my dad grew up coming here every summer and going to the Lyceum every week. So, I think it was very much in the way I was raised. It just wasn't explicit because he grew up that way, you know, his mother, however many generations back, as very active spiritualists. So I think, it was just in there. And, you know, it didn't have to be said super explicitly at that time.
Right.
We didn't even know there's actually a spiritualist church in where we moved, the town where we moved in, well, it's like 45 minutes away, but that's about as close as you can get in California. And so they go now there, which
nice.
I think is very cool. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I like to joke that it's an organized religion for people who don't like organized religion.
That's fitting.
That's accurate. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, and how it started, too. It was very much like...
Because it came out of the free thought movement, and it was like, and even today, the most precious tenet is we hold open to new truths and new understandings, and don't try to lock us in because
not gonna work. We don't want to
work.
It.
No, I had I have a good friend growing up that had a horse at her house. And
here? In Lilydale?
No, not in
Lilydale,
in Ohio. As she said, as long as we left the, paddock door open, the horse would hang out in there all day.
Wow.
And then they'd be like, okay, well, it's time to come back to the barn. And it'd be like, okay. And then wander into the barn. But if you tried to close the paddock door, it'd freak out. And I feel like that's pretty much us philosophically.
Yeah. Totally.
Which is, you know, really good because it gives us opportunity. Somebody's saying our sound is cutting out. I'm hoping that's not true, but we'll see. I'm going to turn it up a little bit and see if that helps at all. I don't know. But anyway, So the important bit here is we have been adding to Lilydale Radio, and Tiffany already has a show, The Unknown Unknown, and she is migrating it over to Lilydale Radio, which is super, super exciting. So tell us about when that's going to be and all of that.
Okay. So it'll be Monday nights at 7 o'clock, and it'll be an hour. And I'm so excited. I just found out Nancy Lombardo has a show right after at 8 o'clock. So we got, like, quite a lineup happening here, which is so cool.
Yes.
And so my show, you know, it started, I did the fellowships, the Fellowships of Spirit 2-year healing and prophecy and spiritual healing school.
Okay.
And at the end, you have to do a project, a community project. And my project was starting this podcast about different ways of knowing things.
Yes.
And, you know, that we get information from places that aren't the typical places, that aren't always rational, that aren't always intellectual, and just dedicated to exploring these other ways of knowing things. So I did, the first season was all interviews, and there's a bunch of Lilydale people in there. It's on Spotify. And then the second season was actually more interviews.
I sent the theme. And
there was
like
a theme. This season, I'll do, because I'll do it every week instead of every month and a half or so, I think it'll be a little more varied.
Mm-hmm.
I will bring people on. I hope you come and talk.
I would be thrilled. Okay. Thank you.
And, you know, just sort of talk about all these things. I mean, how do I even, it's very hard to even, like, put into, like, some small succinct sentence what it's, what are all the things, but you'll see when you listen.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And by the way, of course, for those of you who watch on Facebook, if you're ever not able to catch us on Facebook, we live in reruns, of course, so you can find us afterwards. But in the moment, if you're wanting to listen to something, you can go right on your phone and go to and dial in for blogtalkradio.com, same as you would if you were going to call the show and ask questions. And you know, you're always welcome to listen to the just the audio portion. Some people get very distracted by visuals, so we try to do both. I'm super, super, super excited. And I love you had a tagline, let's normalize talking to the dead.
Yes.
Tell me what that means to you.
So I was walking in the woods one day, and I realized, like, what is so, one of the many things that's so special about being in Lilydale is that it's normal to talk to the dead here.
Yeah.
And it's just, it changes things because you don't have to have this big conversation about it before you talk about it, right?
Yes.
Like, it's not like, you don't have to do all these precursors, like, I know, it's different, but I talk to, you know, it's like...
Yes.
You don't have to worry that people are going to be like, oh, what are you talking about, or not understand, or ask you a bunch of questions when you're like, I just want to tell you this thing that I found, you know, talking to my grandmother or whatever.
Exactly.
And I was like, that's what everybody needs, is this opportunity to know what it's like to just think it's normal, to feel open to talking to the dead in whatever form you want to, like, you know, just thinking about them or, you know, looking at their pictures. It doesn't have to be mediumship because not everybody does mediumship, but that doesn't mean you don't, you know, continue your relationships with your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was like, that's what I really want to do, is help normalize this so that other people can feel it. And you can feel it if you come here. So I always encourage people to come here. And how else can, you know, that kind of feeling spread? And so right now it's just a website, and I make t-shirts that say normalize talking to the dead on them.
I love it.
And my goal in the long term is to kind of sponsor podcasts or media shows, research, I don't know, things that would help normalize talking to the dead in our culture. So that's like a long-term goal. I don't know how that will ever happen, but that's what I'm going for.
Well, we'll see, you know, if you're, how they line it up for us. So
exactly.
It'll be all good.
They're always telling me not to hurry. So.
Sure, because they're measuring against eternity.
Exactly.
They're measuring against a century.
Really hard. So.
And so that brings up a very interesting point in which you, because I want to tease you that, you know how in our community we say not all psychics are mediums, but all mediums are psychics.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a distinction, by the way, from where you get your information. And I like to tease that not all living people are mediums, but all spirit people are listening to the people, they're living people that they care about. So they would be, you know, they're thrilled to hear from us. And that's, I think, you know, it's like we're segueing in American culture into whether we think of it in terms as assuaging our grief.
Right.
And, you know, just saying to the people we love, hey, I miss you and I'm thinking about you and I love you. Whether somebody believes that the spirit person is listening or can talk back or not, it's healthy for us.
Right.
So,
I agree.
Yeah.
I think they also bring us new ideas too.
Yes.
And we so need that right now. And like, you know, even if, especially because they lived in different times, so they, you know, did things differently and felt differently and had different ideas. And I think that's so important. And that was a big part of early spiritualism too, right? There's a big component of sharing ideas and getting guidance. I don't know if that's quite the right word. It's part of it. Wisdom,
Sitting for
philosophy
was incredibly important. Yeah. And that, you know, I think because it really came to its most popular state during the Victorian era. And that was a time in which people were very concerned with the ideas of advancing themselves morally and spiritually. And that looked like a lot of different things, of course. Like it does now.
Yeah.
It was a societal value.
Right.
And you could go any day of the week to a circle and sit for different things. You could sit for physical mediumship. You could sit for philosophy.
Imagine.
So many things.
It's so cool.
General communication.
Right. And the kind we do now, which is more like communication from specific loved ones.
Yeah.
And I always think about, I mean, I'm sure people know this, but it's how researchers basically couldn't figure out how many spiritualists there were back then because there's no organization. But the estimates range from 10% of the population to over 30% of the population.
Yeah.
And those are both massive numbers.
Massive.
So if the skeptics are saying 10%, I mean, that's a lot of people who are into this.
Well, we know on the 1920s census that it was listed as, it was the most popular religion listed. And I think the previous census to that as well. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it kind of, you know, dropped off a bit. Mm-hmm. But I think that's, you know, kind of amazing, if you think you don't know didn't have any spiritualists in your family, you're probably not looking hard enough.
Well, it was one that people often were allowed, like they have their other, their like ancestral religion as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, it wasn't, you know, something, it still is some, you know, it's open. So you don't have to, you know, change. I don't know. It's,
Well, it was very,
the corral is always open.
Exactly. Yeah. It was very traditional to go to a spiritualist service in the evening and whatever you were otherwise in the morning also, especially in the rural areas, you know. But then in the evenings, you know, you would be joined by, you would also be joined by often clergy of other religions too. So I can't say that was super normal, but it wasn't atypical either.
Right.
which is super fun, you know. But, you know, I think, and this is something that we've kind of talked around, but it's sort of like, because we weren't founded as a religion, we were founded as a philosophy.
Right.
And then, you know, the religion came in later as a kind of legal protection of the mediums. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are they doing? They're meditating. That's weird.
Right.
So, and that's, you know, but can I, one of my favorite questions.
Oh.
I did not prep her for this, by the way, guys, so
no.
I'm sorry.
I'm like trying to use my psychic.
What were some of your favorite revelations from the spirit world?
Great question. Let's see. Well, I sat in circle last night.
Cool.
That's what we do, right?
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. And my grandfather came through. And I mean, this is just what's coming in stuff, yeah. Very recent. And he was showing how I knew him, he was really even keel. Like
mm-hmm.
he was kind of a rock. He was just always
yeah.
there. He was so mellow. And he was like, you know, you're like me. And I was like, what?
Oh.
I am like, you know, ruffled feathers. I'm always ruffled, right? Like, and he was like, no, I mean, maybe,
yeah.
but also you have this. And
yeah.
and it was just like, it's such a good reminder of that we're many faceted beings
mm-hmm.
and we have the capacity for all different ways of acting
yes.
and feeling and all this stuff. And sometimes we just need a reminder that we're capable of something that we've forgotten about or
yeah.
we're in the habit of. And have a very good model of, because
yes.
I remember him so clearly. I spent a lot of time with him and my grandma, and they were both like that. And
mm-hmm.
it was like, oh yeah, I do know how to do that. I
yeah.
can, you know, it's just, you know, so these aren't necessarily huge things. Although
mm-hmm.
if I keep letting it percolate, I might come up with something bigger, but it's like, you know, these like little shifts
and little ahas are huge though. And they mean everything to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's big.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and it's really something I've been trying to work on too. So it was perfect timing,
mm-hmm.
of course. And yeah, it was just, it's so, I could so very much feel, you know, him and
yeah.
how he was and that he sees that in me. It's like, oh.
That's an incredible gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's, and we all have our favorite people to hear from too,
yeah.
which is so like, and then every once in a while, somebody surprising pops in. And it just kind of like, oh, they're thinking about us.
Right.
Oh, that's so, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes that takes the thought outside of a circle or when you're
right.
sitting for that, where it's like they just kind of pop into your head all of a sudden, or you just have that feeling of them or that knowing, you know, where you see something that totally reminds you of them. And it just makes them, you know, so it brings all of that back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's a good time to pause and say, thank you for coming and visiting with me. And did you want to hang out, or did you, you know, was there something you wanted to impart with me or something that you're working on that you thought I would appreciate? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a lot of memes and jokes now about people saying, I don't want to have to get a job in the afterlife. I've worked enough here.
That's funny. I agree. Who says you get a job in the afterlife?
I just think it's really, it's funny because, I mean, sometimes, you know, your job is to work on yourself
right.
and to be, to be,
be, right.
be happy.
Human being.
Exactly. and sometimes, you know, somebody will choose to kind of, it's like, oh, I want to learn about such and such. And that's so exciting. And yeah. So, yeah.
I love when the surprises come in too.
Exactly.
Like, and
yeah,
doing I started doing a lot of genealogy actually before I moved here, but I periodically go back into it, and it's such a there's such helpful things for each other.
Yes.
Because
extremely.
Someone will bring someone in, and I'll be like, no idea, but then I'll do some research, and then I'll realize, yes, absolutely, that person existed, and is I might not have known them, but that wisdom or whatever they're bringing in, again, is in me.
Yes.
And, you know, I now have a that person to kind of talk to or connect with about it. And it's like, or random people from your past.
Yes.
That's also a really fun one.
Yeah. You know, and that's really interesting because, you know, spirit sometimes does hang out with us because they're developing something within themselves that they see in you or vice versa, you know. You know, they're helping us out. So, but I mean, some people do go on and be guides. Some people do decide to, you know, inspire. Some people just like to hang out and
have fun, right?
Like have fun.
I feel like they're like, you're doing fun stuff. I want to go do this.
exactly. So, or if you're making, you know, grandma's famous recipe and she wants to make sure you don't mess it up. So maybe my family pride.
Well, and I'm in my grandma's house and it's, you know, a bunch of generations, and they definitely have opinions on how to make updates.
Right.
And colors and yeah, I get lots of
I'm sure you do. Well, and the house itself has
Oh yeah. You know, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you kind of you were sort of predestined for your house.
Yes.
But we do have a joke around here that it's like, you know, how Harry Potter, the wand chooses you. It's a lot like, you know, the house chooses you here in Lilydale.
Well, and the house chose me. I am actually a stepchild in that family, so it's not blood relation. And so I was kind of last in line to get the house, but the house was like, nope, you're the one.
You're the one, bud.
You're the one. Like, okay.
Well, obviously, your ancestors and the house both accept you.
Yes,
And really wanted you, so that works out well.
Yeah.
And however you had to come into that family,
right?
You know, you got there, so it worked out. Yeah. It's so interesting. But I wanted to go back to something. So was there a time in which there was somebody who surprised you that stopped by, from spirit, either in circle or just, you know, in life?
Well, it's funny because who keeps coming to mind is my great grandmother, who is my grandfather's mother.
Uh-huh.
The grandfather just came in. Because I did know her. She's the only great-grandparent I met and as a child and spent time with. But it took me a really long time to be able to recognize her because as an adult, the characteristics that define her are not things you'd know as a children, like as a child.
Yes.
Like she dressed kind of fancy, even though she's like from rural Western New York as well, like middle of nowhere, like on a farm. But for some reason, she just like,
she liked to dress.
She liked to get dressed up.
Yeah.
And, like, just these other characteristics about her. And it wasn't until I, like, went back and looked at photos that I was like, oh, my gosh, this is totally her. And this is totally her personality. Because I didn't, you know, I didn't really understand a lot about her. And so, I mean, I think she came through two or three times, and I was always like,
I don't know who that is.
I feel so bad for both the medium and her.
No, but that makes sense. And the thing about, you know, being a medium is you can't change the evidence.
Right.
You know, spirit is going to tell you what they're going to tell you, and that's what they want said.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say, you know, you can't go away thinking, oh, I messed this up because I didn't understand, because we don't always in the moment.
Right.
And I think the two of us are in the unique position in being younger and coming around mediumship that it's like, this is how we're getting to know some of our loved ones, where we wouldn't have had the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I also got to hang out with I met two of my great grandparents.
Oh, wow.
Three, actually,
wow.
Now that I'm thinking of it. Boy, that was bad. Sorry. sorry to them. But, you know, we don't think when we're little, you know, we accept the environment that we're in, we accept the people that are there. We don't necessarily think to ask them questions about, hey, what was your childhood like and what were your parents like and who were your siblings? And, you know, we don't think about that. It's just like, oh, there's this person who's a permanent structure in our life.
Right.
Which, you know, is very healthy, by the way. Very normal, so don't feel bad about it. But the fact that relationships continue is big.
Right, and those people have a big impact on us.
They really do.
And who we become, and getting to know that, because we didn't ask those questions, and getting a chance to do that as an adult, is like, things just make sense sometimes, and you're just like, oh,
yeah.
Get that now.
Yeah.
That weird little thing I do or whatever.
Yeah.
Or that big interest that it's always been there or whatever, you know. Like, oh.
Yeah.
That's why I like getting dressed up.
Yeah. I swear I was born a little old lady and I've modernized as I got older.
My mom actually told the story that when I was born, I came out and looked like a little old man and said, not this again.
Not
like,
this again. Yeah.
Her, you know.
Like, oh, great. Another body. All right. I guess I'll be corporal for a while. It's really interesting, you know, because a lot of our personality is there when we're born. And some of that, you know, it's fascinating to look at the nature-nurture thing, really.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, we just know how to do something, and it makes no sense that we know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's something that you believe is encoded in the genes or it's something that, you know, spirit has, you know, help get into our subconscious one way or another. But there's so much to learn and so much to study.
It's like endlessly interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because, and what we've done, you know, we as in spiritualists or any group that actively engages with their dead loved ones and ancestors, like we open up this entirely new, you know, domain of information and of relationships. I mean, it just like it makes life all of a sudden much bigger.
Yes, absolutely it does. And I think the distinction, I like to make the distinction that we don't do ancestor worship, although we try to be inclusive and honor them as we would honor someone that we liked in the living, you know. But, you know, to have those relationships, we're not trying to live their way or necessarily, you know, with matters that don't pertain to them, what would they want us to do? It's more...
It's just a little... Yeah. You know, support when we need it. I mean, that's also the kind of fun part is we get to have our say and what we the best and leave the rest.
Exactly. But. Yeah. common phrasing around here. Yeah. And that's the point is it's we get to live our lives. You know. So you know, you can go to a circle or you can go to a medium, and they're not going to say to you, "You must. You have to."
Right.
This is do as I command sort of thing.
Right.
Because that's not a thing. So I think that's really important. So one of our viewers is telling me that her daughter leaves dimes, which I think is super cool. Do you ever get, now we would call that an apport.
Oh, right.
But do you ever get physical phenomena like that, or do they use some kind of other symbolism for you?
Well, when I first moved into my house, and, like, after probably the first development circle I went to, I came home and was like, no physical phenomena. I was like, I don't want to be scared here, right? And I was like, made a declaration. And I didn't undo that until last summer.
Oh.
And so they did it. They didn't.
Yeah. And respect that.
Yeah, they really respected that. And it was good. I needed time to get comfortable. I probably could have undone it a while before. You just kind of forget, you know.
Okay.
And so now they mostly... You know, and it's not all the time, but they come through in sound. So they'll put something on my speakers or play something on my computer, like in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know, like
stuff like that. Happens.
Yeah. So it's not exactly physical as in, you know, something that you can touch, but, you know, it's definitely their, their way of coming through.
Spirit is really, really good at manipulating radio waves. So the sound thing doesn't surprise me at all. Which, technically it's clairaudient because they're playing it for you, but it's not the way people think clairaudience is. So, but yeah, that, I think that totally counts.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of people get like, smells, you know, like colognes or candles or something, favorite foods, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Smells are powerful. I've had that a few times and it's really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So providing it's not like pickled herring or something.
Wonder cheese is what my grandfather was into.
Oh.
I thought of that last night because the medium mentioned tobacco because he smokes a pipe and the smell of it. And I was like, I'm glad it's that smell and not the burger cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
But that would have reminded me of him as well.
Oh, most definitely. That would be a very visceral reminder.
Have you ever gotten a port?
Yeah. I've gotten, I have someone who will leave me screws specifically because they did carpentry. Not nails, but screws. Because I found a nail one time and I was like, is this? And they were like, no, that's not me. I was like, okay. Good to know. And I get cologne and cigarettes and feathers.
Oh, feathers, yeah.
Yeah, but like it's always a very specific one, a very specific size, you know, because they want to be like that's their brand.
That's great.
But I find the more we expand our repertoire and the more we know that they can do, they're like, oh, I'll think about doing that then, you know. They sort of humor us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But I think it's really interesting, you know, that whole kind of when you said you set the boundary with that, I think it's really important that people know that that's an option.
Right. It's an option. And I didn't know that before I started doing this. And, well, someone here taught me that we can do that. I mean, it never crossed my mind, especially because in popular culture and in, you know, movies and stuff, like, nobody's doing that. Well, there wouldn't be a movie, you know.
No, there
like,
wouldn't be a
movie.
All
the scary movies wouldn't exist if people just said no.
Yeah. I just watched a movie called We Have a Ghost on Netflix. It's super funny. You'll like it.
Okay. I'll check it out.
And yeah, the whole thing was like, oh, the guy's totally misunderstood.
Aww.
Whoops. And of course it's, you know, it's written for drama and it's written for comedy and it's, you know, so I don't take it like, you know, a course book, but oh, that's so cool. So Ellen is saying that she woke up smelling home fries and onions, which was like her dad. Nice. And cloud symbolism, golden shadows, and after meditation is very common because you're kind of you're opening yourself to that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. It's like we really have to quiet a little bit to receive this stuff.
You know, what's very interesting, in the last couple of years, I've been kind of working on that kind of introvert-extrovert thing, which I don't love labels because everybody has a social battery and it is what it is, you know. But some people do tend to be a little more like, I need more time to recharge, being around people kind of drains me. And I find that those people are often more sensitive to psychically to environment and to the feelings of other people, you know, picking up their emotions and whatever. But I find that the introverted people, we still need to meditate.
Absolutely.
We absolutely need to meditate.
Yes, I agree.
But I find a lot of introverts need to wind themselves up to do mediumship.
I do, yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of extroverted people need to wind themselves down to do mediumship.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I hadn't ever thought of that. But I always say, like, there are some people who have to turn it on and some people have to turn it off.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
exactly.
I was definitely a turn it on person. Like, it's not happening all the time. And, you know,
no.
For some people it is.
I've made a very concerted effort to, you know, live with good boundaries with that, because I feel like that would be kind of maddening for me. That would be too much.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and sometimes I think I could have had it more as a kid and I turned it off early because it was like too much.
I turned off the visual early and then, and of course it did come back later on, but I was seeing them and it made me very nervous, like, you know. But then I had a guide that I would see when I was little that I told my mom was the tooth fairy, because why else would a grown person be hanging out with me in the middle of the night talking, you know? So the tooth fairy, obviously.
Oh, that's so cute.
So, you know, kids understand things through different lenses. And, but if somebody has an experience that is new and it scares them and they kind of shut it down, it doesn't mean they can't come back,
right.
You know? So,
yeah,
it's all good.
Available for turning on and off.
Exactly. So all good. So is there anything, so remind us again when the show is.
Mondays at 7 o'clock. And whatever time zone, I guess.
In whatever time
it'll
zone.
Play.
7 o'clock. Yep.
But on Facebook it'll just be at 7 o'clock
Eastern.
Is that right?
Yeah. So. And then it will live in reruns.
Yes.
So, which is a beautiful thing. So I guess I will see you on the radio then.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much
yeah.
for having me. It's been
no.
so fun.
My pleasure, really. And I'm, please come back.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to it. So, okay. So until next time, do check out the LilydaleAssembly.org website. Our summer program is going to be listed there very shortly. But in the meantime, we have things going all year round online, development classes and philosophy and tarot.
Our Friday Circle, it's the way to get started. I'm telling you.
And that you can find from my website, which is CelesteElliott.com. So, thank you to everybody who was listening, and we are wishing you a good day and good vibes. So
bye.
Bye.